Good morning, April 27th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing touches housing, telebuprenorphine policy, and a pair of funding deadlines that arrive on May 4th. Disclaimer. This software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. To start, Filter reports on the White House budget and says it includes no funds for housing. Fox News also highlights an early test report on a new, safer opioid that delivers pain relief without addiction risk. And The Conversation has a piece on psilocybin mushrooms going mainstream, while scientific research and regulation continue to lag behind. There are also a couple of industry and regional developments to watch. The Seattle Business Journal reports that a private equity firm is giving Skagit County company Cedrin Technologies a $500 million boost. In Texas, the Austin Chronicle looks at turbulent times for the state's hemp industry. On the social side, one lived experience post from Brendan M. Little on LinkedIn warns that a policy shift will kill people, and argues the message conflicts with public celebration over drops in U.S. overdose deaths. A couple of innovation-oriented posts focus on risk detection and supply monitoring. One post from Graylin J on X points to a broader set of open-source prediction and scanning tools, including live prototype work. Another post from Finely Brewed on X argues that harm reduction and drug checking services are more vital than ever, saying that if carfentanil is in the Bay Area supply, every street drug has to be treated as potentially contaminated. That is the kind of signal that can quickly change frontline messaging around safer use and checking access. Then there is a clear shift into opposition messaging and criticism around harm reduction. One post from Dr. Anna Medical on X argues that safe supply has led to 64 milligram hydromorphone pills being resold on the street and criticizes repeated naloxone use for the same clients. A separate post from Bruderskin on X says it is time to scrap housing first as a policy tool, arguing that it fails because it does not address addiction and claiming addiction is the root cause of homelessness for the vast majority of unhoused people. These posts are worth hearing as examples of the arguments now being made against harm reduction and housing-first approaches. In research, JAMA Health Forum has a study on state telebuprenorphine prescribing policies by medical professional type. That is one to watch closely wherever access still depends on who is legally allowed to prescribe by telehealth. Addiction also published a study on drug sellers' use of a drug checking service during the overdose crisis in British Columbia, Canada. And BMC Public Health published research on dying younger and dying of overdose, examining gendered and age-related patterns in mortality and shelter service access among people experiencing homelessness in Toronto, Canada. Together, those studies point to how service design and access rules can shape risk well before an overdose emergency. On the policy front, Washington has a new state law encouraging permanent supportive housing, transitional housing, indoor emergency housing, and indoor emergency shelters. In funding, three current opportunities are on the clock. The Bureau of Justice Assistance has the fiscal year 2025 Comprehensive Opioid, Stimulant, and Substance Use Site-Based Program with a deadline of May 4, 2026. The Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention has the fiscal year 2025 Opioid Affected Youth Initiative, also due May 4, 2026. And the Bureau of Justice Assistance has the fiscal year 2025 COSUP Investigations Training and Technical Assistance Opportunity, with a deadline of May 8, 2026. If those are relevant to your work, the May 4th deadlines are coming up fast. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. One activism item to close on. Shatterproof is asking for donations for Alcohol Awareness Month. If that campaign is on your radar, now is the moment to decide whether you want to support it. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.